And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 5th of August, 2012. It's the birthday of Guy de Maupassant, born near Dieppe, France, in 1850. Took up writing after he was done with the Franco-Prussian War and joined the literary scene in Paris, where he was mentored by Flaubert, met Henry James, many other writers. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Don't own so much clutter that you will be relieved to see your house catch fire." Wendell Berry, born in Henry County, Kentucky, 1934, is the son of a lawyer and a tobacco farmer. Grew up in a county where his ancestors on both his mother's and father's side had been farming for five generations. He went off to college. He taught creative writing in the Bronx for a few years, but then he came back home, bought a 125-acre homestead near his parents' birthplace, where he still farms and writes poetry, novels, and essays. His eight novels, including Jaber Crow and Hannah Coulter, together with his many short stories, form a saga of a little fictional Kentucky town called Port William. Wendell Berry, who said, "The past is our definition. We may strive with good reason to escape it or to escape what is bad in it, but we will escape it only by adding something better to it." He said, "Every day do something that won't compute. Give your approval to all you cannot understand. Ask the questions which have no answers. Put your faith in 2 inches of humus that will build under the trees every 1,000 years. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts." It's the birthday of Conrad Aiken, born Savannah, Georgia, 1889, son of wealthy New Englanders who had moved south for his father's medical practice. When he was 12, his father, with no warning, became emotionally unstable and violent, and the boy woke one morning to the sound of gunshots and discovered the bodies of his parents. His father had shot his mother and then shot himself. Conrad Aiken went off to Harvard, began writing poems, formed a lifelong friendship with T.S. Eliot. They both loved Crazy Cat comics. In 1952, Conrad Aiken published his autobiography, Ushant, all about the trauma of his childhood and his own attempted suicide and his affairs and many literary friendships. And towards the end of his life, he returned to his hometown of Savannah to live. Here's a poem for today by Rosemary Okun entitled French Lesson. I wanted to know the language of my ancestors. I wanted to know what they said when they made love and when they spoke to the neighbors. I wanted to know how they spoke to their children and what my great-great-grandfather said when he stubbed his toe. But ancestry is who your mother was, and mine came from Brooklyn with a grandmother from Syracuse who said, "Glory be to God," when someone dropped a cup, and "Bless me, Father," when she confessed. My ancestors went by Shank's mare and shouted, "Give them the hook," if they were displeased. They ate apple pie, and their potatoes were Idaho's. French Lesson by Rosemary Okun, from her collection An Imperfect Life, published by Classical Music Today and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.